I'm Tom Myers, stress coach, and welcome to another episode of Health Matters. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being, stress. This week, I'd like to talk about how to make those health resolutions you make stick. I sincerely hope that with the insights I share, that some of your resolutions include health and health-promoting behavior. In fact, recommended for making your goal stick is to choose just one resolution, one challenge that you like to take on your journey and that you can focus on fully, and what is more important than health. Resolutions are changes of things you are not so happy about and always go hand in hand with conflict. On a bad day, when you have too many conflicts with your resolutions on top of the daily challenges, you are more prone to fall into the bad habits again, and that, needless to say, creates negative emotions and stress. So to avoid that, choose one firm resolution. Other steps to success are the following. Be realistic. Choose a resolution that is challenging, but don't put your goals too high either. Get support. Although they are personal, talk to somebody about it. Get a support partner or a circle of people that can help you and on who you can count on to help you back on track. Talk to them about your journey and discuss how they can help you in the process. Learn a reset breathing exercise or practice a meditation technique. Changes and challenges are stressful, and thus the body is always involved. Reducing stress levels in your body therefore is essential, as it will help you to focus, handle distractions and temptations better. They will also help you to master your fears and moments of anxiety that you surely will face in the course of your journey. In a nutshell, it will help increase your willpower, and you surely will need that. Get a notebook. Write down your goal. Why you want this change. What the benefits are in the long run and what the pitfalls are. To go deep into the quest behind the question, use the 5 whys iterative question approach, which is when you've written down your answers to the first question, why you do this, to ask why again in response to the answer you've given, and after that, why again, and so 5 times. This way, you really determine the root motivation. After that, you could also add what the benefit could be for others, your family, friends, colleagues. Try to see the bigger picture. Willpower workout. Like training to run a marathon or learning how to play an instrument, changing a habit, implementing health-promoting behavior or increasing your willpower, it is all about repetition and to keep on practicing and expecting that someday it will be difficult. Good luck, and let me know how you get on. I'm Tom Myers, stress coach for body and mind and contributor of thought to a healthier and more joyful living.